Praise the Lord. John. Amen. I can get through this one today in a short time. If you just say amen at the appropriate spot. Amen. We have with us today Woody and Rhonda Green, two of our fine members who were with us. Y'all stand. So happy to see you today. Amen. Amen. This is embarrassing. Amen. We also have with us today, Miss Adam Mitchell was on an airplane and met some friends. You know, evangelism is not necessarily just knocking on a door. It's as you go. You talk about Jesus, you talk about your church, and you invite people. And I think in the course of this message, it will say, you plant, you water, and the increase comes from God. Amen. She was traveling and she met some fine people coming to Rochester. I think my note said to interview for a job. And she invited the entire family to our church. And I want the family to stand. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Did you get the job? You got the job. And she got the job. News anchor. News anchor. She's a news anchor for one of our stations here. Channel 13. Can we give her some love? Channel 10. Channel 10. Oh. Goodness. Somebody say, oh. Got you. Well, this is the home of the news anchors from Channel 10. Thank you so much for being here. Would you like to have a word? Thank you. Woody and Rhonda One of y'all stand up and say something. Tell us where you are. Amen. Amen. I don't know how close Flint is to Pontiac. Okay, so Friday night I'll be in Pontiac, so we'll talk. Okay. Listen, let's go to Matthew chapter 13. I want us to read together. I want to read responsibly. However, I want the men to read the odds. The 1, the 3, the 5, the 7, the 9. Chapter 13. And I want the women to read the even. 2, 4, 6, and 8. It's on the screen for the sake of continuity, the King James Version. Our men will begin reading. I'll read with the men on the first verse, and then they'll take it. Then the women will come in. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Together, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. I want to talk today from this subject, the sower, the seed, and the soil. The sower, the seed, and the soil. And the question of this text is, how is your heart? The sower, the seed, and the soil. And the question that we want to answer is, how is your heart? There is a fact about the heart of man that many people never quite get. If you understand the fact that our hearts are really wicked and full, the Bible says, of all manners of evil. We don't quite grasp this fact despite the clear teachings of the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, God tells us the absolute truth about our hearts. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And he asks a question, who can know it? Now, what am I saying? How many of us in here have been fooled by our own heart? Your heart told you that you had to have this sandwich. You just got to have. I just can't live without this sandwich. I can't live without this car. I can't live without this outfit. Following your heart. And the sandwich gives you heartburn. The car gives you heartburn when the note is due. And you really discover that you could have lived without it. Few men ever grasp the awful reality of their heart's condition. But the glory of it is that God already knows about our hearts. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, he says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. It's good to know that God knows our heart. But here's the beauty of God. God knows everything that there is to know about us. He knows our name. He knows our email address. He knows our Instagram name. He knows our Snapchat name. He knows our Kick name. I was listening to some kids saying, kick me. And the kid said, I did kick you. And he said, well, you didn't kick me back. And I'm like, what are these kids talking about kicking? Everybody's talking about kicking. And I discovered that there is another social media called Kick. So when your child says, kick me, don't look bad like I did and say, no kicking. Because kicking is a new, well, it's not new anymore because nothing stays new in social media. God knows our Periscope name. He knows our YouTube name. He knows our hashtag. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows the number of hairs that used to be on our heads. He knows the number of beats to every heart that's in this room today. When you read the parable of the sower, it's clear that this is one of the lessons intended from this passage, that we would know our hearts. Jesus knows our hearts. And the question for us today is, how well do we know our own hearts? God will reveal to you your condition before him, and he will show you and me what to do if things are found lacking when he searches our heart. You do have to love them that hate you. That's a part of the heart's requirements. You have to love them that hate you. You have to bless them that curse you. You have to pray for them that despitefully misuse you. You can't pop off every time someone pops off at you. There may be many things about yourself and your life and my life that you do not know, but we need to know the conditions of our heart. It is the most important information we will ever learn about ourselves, and that's the condition of our heart. And so I ask you this morning to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you today as we consider this text, the sower, the seed, and the soil. Find the condition of your heart through this text. Don't let me tell you because I'm searching to find the conditions of my own heart. But as we travel through this text, be honest with yourself and the Lord, so that you can walk
out of this place knowing the conditions of your heart. Notice with me quickly, if you would, the sower. There are clear lessons in the work of the sower of our text. There is a lesson one in devotion. The sower must be absolutely dedicated to his work. The sower must know that if he does not sow, there will be no harvest. You know, the Bible speaks about, like, if you do not work, you do not eat. Well, if you do not sow, you do not reap. You reap what you sow. Now, I know we have turned that into a negative, and we make people think it's always a negative that you reap. But listen, church, you sow love. You reap love. Well, you sow discord, you reap discord. You sow kindness, you reap kindness. You sow attitude, and you reap attitude. You sow meekness, and you reap meekness. You sow smiles, and you reap smiles. You sow concern, and guess what you reap? Concern. In kingdom work, it is imperative to those who sow the gospel seed that we be devoted to the work. I mean, Ms. Ida Mitchell is just an example today of what happens when you sow. Without witnessing, there will be no harvest. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says these words. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be what? Saved. How then shall they do what? Call on him, verse 14, in him in whom they have not believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom, what? They have not heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how, verse 15 says, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. That is a desperate lack of good, devoted witnesses who are willing to just go out and sow the seeds of the gospel. Go out and sow the seeds of Jesus Christ. There's a lack of witnesses, devoted witnesses, the text calls, who are willing to just go out and sow love. Sow the good seed of love, the good seed of faith, the good seed of encouragement. Notice this man, as the Bible says, he went forth. He went forth. Well, Psalms 126 verse 6 says that he or she that goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves with him. In other words, God's saying to us, it's tough to go out there. It sounds so easy for the minister to stand and say, go out and share your seeds, go out and sow. And God says in Psalms 126, verse 6, he says, now listen, he that goeth and weepeth, go, it's tough, but you go. Go is It's sometimes for those of us who are introverts, it's difficult. He says, he that goes weeping and bearing this seed. When you go out with this seed, you go out with this seed, he says, will come again rejoicing. So he says, you go out there kind of doubting and afraid, but you go. And he says, when you go, you come, you go crying, but you come back shouting. You understand? He says you go reluctantly, but you come back glad, because when we go and share the good news of Jesus Christ, somebody is going to hear it. And somebody is going to say, what must I do to be saved? And church, if it's not about salvation, it's not church. If it's not about Jesus, it's not church. If it's not about him crucified, it's not church. But you got to be devoted. Here's the thing. You can't go out there one time and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and nobody comes and then you stop. It says there's a lesson one in devotion. But not only is this text tailored to teach us that there is a lesson in devotion, there is also a lesson in discipline. Notice the sower must discipline himself to kingdom work. Must discipline himself to sowing. There will be days when the sower does not feel like going into the field, but he goes anyway. I wish I had this kind of discipline, period. Even when it comes to the gym. Sometimes y'all see me on FaceTime, I'm in there just running. If I could just have the discipline to be consistent. Because nothing comes off. You go run one time, put it on FaceTime, and everybody says, good job, and you leave, and you go get some greens and dressing and ham hocks and bacon and eggs, and then you don't go back. But this is what he's saying. He's saying, and you don't reap if you don't sow. You don't sow if you don't reap. He knows that without going forth and sowing that field will never become the harvest. You'll never get what you're looking for if you don't do what he calls us to do. We can sit in the church while the world goes to hell and act as if we don't care, but there will come a day, the Bible calls, of reckoning before the Lord, and there will be an accounting of the seed that God gave to all of us. All of us in this room have a seed that must be planted and must be sown somewhere. Haggai chapter 2, verse 19, the A clause, he asks the question. He says, is the seed yet in the barn? In other words, he wants to know what's happening with the seed that you have. What's happening with the gift that you have? What's happening with the joy that I gave to you? What's happening with the peace that I gave to you? What's happening with the love that I gave to you? He wants to know, are you sowing that love? Are you sowing that joy? Are you sowing that peace? Are you sowing that consistency? What's happening? Where are the seeds? Are the seeds still in the barn? Or are you sowing the seeds? And so there's a lesson in devotion, there's a lesson in this discipline, but then there is a lesson in discouragement. Who am I talking to? Isn't it hard? Isn't it easy to get discouraged? It is so, if there is somebody in here who would say nothing discourages me, then I'd say you come up and preach this message, because it's so easy to get discouraged. I mean, even the songwriter says, I try to do the best in service. I try to do the best I can. Y'all know the rest of the song? What's the rest of the song? When I try to do the right thing, evil presses on every hand. Yeah, I try to do the best. And there are those in this place. Y'all got to learn some songs. You can't leave me out here like this. Y'all can't leave me out here like this now. Get the hymn book. Don't leave me out here like this. But wait, don't you know that song? There's a lesson in discouragement. You can get discouraged doing, listen to me, the Lord's work. As the sower scattered the seeds, he had to know that only a few seeds were going to come up. I don't know about you. I put over 100 or 200 bulbs in the ground. I know where I put them. I know where they should be coming up. Some are coming up. But some, the space is just as dead and dry and unmoved as if there was no bulb put in that ground. Everything that you plant may not come up. But you've got to thank God for what does come up. Our duty in the church, notice in the text, it says he went forth. Now, if you need something to shout on, we shout on going forth. We shout on going forth. We shout on going forth. It says our duty, the text is telling to teach us that our duty is to go forth. Somebody say amen. Amen. Our duty is to obey the Lord's command. Our duty is to spread the gospel. So here we go. We go forth. We obey the Lord's commands and we spread the gospel. Now that's all our requirement is. To go forth, to obey the Lord's command and spread the gospel. Now listen at this. Growing the church is not your job. Somebody say amen. Growing the church is not your obligation. Your obligation is to go forth. Your obligation is to obey the Lord's command. My obligation is to spread the gospel. And when you go forth, and when you obey the Lord's command, and when you spread the gospel, you take, my mama used to say, you take the monkey off of your back. And now the monkey is on God's back. Because now you can tell God, now Lord, you said that if I go forth, you said that if I obey your command, you said that if I spread the gospel, that you would do the rest. And I tell you what, mama told me, that God's word will never fail. Who am I talking? I think I'm talking to somebody now who can be a witness with me when I tell you God's word will never fail. As a matter of fact, this book even tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will not fail, and it will not pass away. Growing the church is the Lord's obligation. And if we do our part, somebody say, do our part. If we do our part, then God will do his part. Can I get a witness here? I said, can I get a witness here? Who in here know what our job is now? Who in here know what our job is? Our job is to go. Our job is to obey, and our job is to spread. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but the increase came from God. By the way, sowing isn't just for the preachers. I mean, this Holy Week is not just for these preachers who are going to come here. It's for all of us who will be in this place to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, and he says unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we miss this a lot. He says, you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And so there's the sower, a lesson in devotion, a lesson in discipline, a lesson in discouragement. Not only the sower, but look at the seed, if you will. And I want you to notice its worth. The seed is the gospel. Luke chapter 8, verse 11 says, the seed is the word of God. When we go forth, when we bear the seed of the gospel, we are carrying the most important message ever been told. It is a living message. It is a powerful message. And it is a message that the world needs. That's its worth. But not only the worth of the seed, notice the weight of the seed. The message of the gospel has tremendous power. Seed can transform a barren field into a place of life and into a place of blessing. Have you ever noticed how much a seed can transform a place? Just like a seed can transform a place, so does the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the seed of the word of God, so does it transform a barren place. He takes something and makes something that's ugly and make it beautiful. The gospel can transform a dead, a dry life into something that can bless men and glorify God. Who am I talking about that can be a witness? You ask blind Bartimaeus how God took a seed and made him to see. Zacchaeus was converted. The 10 lepers were cleansed. Saul was no longer Saul, but converted into Paul, because that's what the word of God will do for you. It'll make you, it will give you the testimony that says, I once was. Who am I talking to can say, I once was. And you know what? There are a lot of people who know who you used to be, and they won't let you be who you are now. But I once was a liar, was a joker, was a trickster, was on drugs, was in the street, was an alcoholic, was in prison. But you don't know my story. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. That's the weight of the word. What the weight of the word, the weight of the seed does is it gives you the testimony to where you can say, I was. Here we go. I was living in sin, but Jesus did what? Took me in. That's the weight. Not only the weight, the seed's worth and the seed's weight, but notice the work of the seed. When the gospel seed lands, I mean, you can't keep the seed in your pocket. It's got to land. And when the seed lands, the seed will do the work. I mean, you don't have to make this do anything. This just has to land. If I can land this in your heart, it will do the work. It will change every life it touches. By the way, it will work the same for everybody. And so not only the sower, the seed, but notice in this text, the soils, and then I'm done. Here is where we get to the heart of this message. Here is where the heart of the message is a message about the heart. One of these soils mentioned represents your heart. And you know what? There's nobody in this room who can tell you which of these soils is your heart, but you know. Look at verse 4. It talks about, it says, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. The seed will never get allowed to get into the ground where it could germinate because it fell on hard soil. Hard soil, hard soil. The text says the seed laid there. Come here, listen to me. The seed fell on stony ground. Laid there. Have you ever been sowing grass seeds and some got in the driveway? Some got on the concrete? And you know there's the grass coming up in the yard, but if you don't wash those seeds away, the birds will come along and eat them up. Text says the seed laid there exposed, never covered away, and the fowls of the air came and took those seeds. The seeds, what got me in this text, when I saw the part where it says the seeds laid there exposed. Somebody say exposure. Watch the things that you get exposed to. Watch what you get exposed to. You know, we don't need to be exposed to everything. This seed pictures the person who hears the word of God but refuses to allow the word access to their heart. And when the word of God is not allowed to penetrate our hearts, it leaves us exposed. And when you're exposed, it means you're not covered. And when you're not covered, you remember when grandma used to tell you the devil gonna get you? Well, when you're not covered, the devil has access to us when we're not covered. You know the only difference between you and the covered person is they're not exposed. They're covered. That's why Satan said to God, I can get Job if you will expose him. I can't get to him now because you got Job covered. And when somebody is covered, the devil can't get to you. When you are not exposed, the only way the devil gets to you, he has to get permission from God. And God never fully exposes his own. Now, come here. God will grow us up now. God will test us and God will strengthen us. He says, well, I tell you what, Satan, I'll expose him just a little bit. I'll expose his house, but not his heart. I'll expose his belongings, but not his body. I mean, I'll expose him a little bit, not because I don't love him, but because I want to make him better. Come here. I'm talking to some folk this week. You've been exposed. You got exposed on your job and had to go through some stuff. You got exposed and had to go to the courthouse. You got exposed and got some bills that you can't pay. Now, you've been exposed, but it's not because God is mad at you, and it's not because God is not covering you. You got to understand, don't let Job chapter 2 make you forget about Job chapter 40. Don't look at what happens when the Lord exposes you. Don't look at what happens when the Lord lets some of that covering be removed in chapter 2 without going to chapter 40 to see why he exposed you. I mean, sometimes he exposes us because he's growing us. He exposes us because he's pruning us. He exposes us because he's not through with us yet. If I had somebody to talk with me, I'd tell you to tell your neighbor, God is not through. Touch yourself and say, God is not through with me. God is not through with me. And he's exposing me a little bit because he's not through. So, Satan is more willing to help the person who's exposed in their hardness by stealing away their unheeded word. Don't let anything separate you from God. Because here it is. A heart that is closed against the gospel is a heart that, if it doesn't change, won't make it to heaven. Can I tell y'all something? Can I tell y'all something before I go? And I'm done. But can I tell you this? I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. I want to cross that river. I want to be free from sin. Who am I talking to now? Do you know that song? I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. I just want to cross that river. I want to be free from sin. I want to hear my name. I want to hear my name. I want to hear it written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when time is over, I just want to have eternal life. I want to hear. There's something I'm waiting for. There's something I want to hear. There's something I want to hear. I mean, I've had folks welcome me to pulpits. I've been welcomed to some of your houses. I've been welcomed to ride with some of you all. I've been welcome at the meal table with some of you all. I've been welcome to some of your weddings. I've been welcome to your graduations. But I want to hear the Lord say, well done. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. That's what I want to hear him say. Anybody here this morning? I just want to hear him say, well done. And if I live right. I said, if I live right. If I treat my neighbor right. If I bless them that curse me, if I do good to them that despitefully use me, if I pray for my enemies and I pray for my friends, if I pray for them that talk about me and I pray for them that love me, one of these old days, I said one of these old days, I can hear him say, well done. I can hear him say, well done. Have I got a witness here? I don't want my seed. I don't want my seed to fall on a hard ground. I don't want my seed to fall on a rocky ground. I don't want my seed to fall on a stony ground. I don't know about you, but I want my seed to fall on good ground. Can I get a witness here? Good ground. Can I get a witness here? I want my seed. I want the word to fall on good ground. Open my heart. Can I get a witness? Tell the Lord. Open my heart. And I just want to ask you, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He'll open our hearts. He'll open our hearts. I know he will. And when it falls on good ground, there will be no hard spots. There will be no rocks. There will be no weeds. But there'll be a good place for a little love to grow, a good place for a little joy to be, a good place for a little praise to be. And if the Lord been good to you, you just ought to praise him right now, because somebody ought to be able to say, I want to be a Christian in my heart. I want to walk like God in my heart. I want to treat my neighbor right in my heart. I want to pray right in my heart. I want the love of Jesus in my heart. I got the love of God. I got the love of God. I'm gone now. I done got happy, because when I think about the goodness of Jesus, have you thought about how good he is? It's already been said, how good he is. Woke me up this morning. Ain't God good? Woke me up this morning. Ain't God good? Woke me up this morning. Ain't he good? I'm done. Y'all, excuse me. But ain't God good? I didn't mean to go there. I didn't mean to go there. But when I get happy, and when I think about how good he is, I just want to ask somebody, ain't God good? Hey, ain't God good? Lift those hands and tell God thank you. I said, lift those hands and tell God thank you. He been good to me. Yes, he have.
He been good to me. He been good to me. How is your heart? 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 That's all. How is your heart? I need somebody to say, I have the love of Jesus. I got 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 the love of Jesus. He been good to me. He been good to me. The door. The doors of the church are open. We gotta go. We gotta go. The doors are open. The doors of the church are open. And somebody ought to tell him, thank you, Lord. Lift those hands. Lift those hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. You just sow the seed. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. The doors are open. The doors are open. We extended an invitation.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank all over the building. Lift those
just
hands.
Just want to make it to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to make it.
Yeah.
Oh. Just want to cross the river. I want to be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written.
Doors are open, doors are open. Come.
Written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when this life is over, just want to have eternal life. I want to hear him say, I want to hear him say, yeah. Oh, well.
Somebody just tell him hallelujah. It's the highest praise. You may be seated. You may be seated.
Jared will be coming into Family Care Group 2, so that is Deaconess Audrey Davidson and Alan McClendon. So if you would, after the service is over, have a seat over on this side so that we can take some information from you, get you ready for the new members class, and have you meet the people who will be leading your family care group. So blessed to have you come.
Well, I know his mother is just on fire. Stand up, Tony. Let me. Yeah. Everybody, just lift those hands and give the Lord just a wave offering. God does it well. It was something in that seed that says, don't be discouraged. When you plant that seed and it doesn't come up the day you want it to come up, you just plant the seed. You just plant the seed. Somebody say, well done. God bless you. God bless you. All right. All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Preparing our hearts now for, above all, the most important part of the service. That's to remember our Lord and our Savior who died on the cross for us. Prepare your hearts.